On April 1st, Amazon warehouse workers in Staten Island won a union election, creating the first union in the tech company's 28-year history. Now, labor activists and their allies in Congress are pushing for stronger labor protections and punishment for employers that violate labor laws. Independent Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont chaired a hearing of the Senate Budget Committee.
The question that we're asking today is a very simple one. Should federal taxpayer dollars go to companies that violate labor law and illegally prevent workers from exercising their constitutional rights to join a union?
For Sanders, the answer is no. He says Amazon, the second largest private employer in the country, is doing everything it can, legal or not, to block unionizing, citing complaints and cases at the National Labor Relations Board. He posed a question for Amazon Chair Jeff Bezos, who did not attend the hearing.
Mr. Bezos, you have enough money to buy a $500 million yacht. You got enough money to buy a $175 million estate in Beverly Hills and a $23 million mansion right here in D.C. Given all of your wealth, how much do you need? Why are you doing everything in your power, including breaking the law, to deny Amazon workers the right to join a union so that they can negotiate for better wages, better working conditions, and better benefits? How much do you need?
Sanders' remarks drew a response from the ranking Republican on the committee.
You can have oversight hearings all you like, but you've determined Amazon is a piece of crap company. That's your political bias.
Lindsey Graham is a Republican from South Carolina. He says the committee is taking a dangerous turn under the leadership of Sanders.
You're singling out a single company because of your political agenda to socialize this country. Every time I turn around, you're having a hearing about anybody that makes money is bad.
Graham is eagerly looking forward to the upcoming elections and the prospect of Republicans winning a Senate majority.
This is a heavy-handed approach, the most radical agenda in my lifetime. And it should be carried out at the ballot box, and it will be. If we take this body back, this demonization of individual companies that are subject to the law will cease.
Witnesses at the hearing included Christian Small, president of the Amazon Labor Union. He urged Graham to listen to the people who make companies go, and he told him it's not a left or right issue, but a workers' issue.
To me, it just sounds like the corporations have the control, and they control whatever they want. They break the law, they get away with it. They know that already, that breaking the law during these election campaigns won't be resolved during the election campaigns. So they purposely continue to break the law.
Witness Sam O'Brien is general president of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters.
We have the power to completely stop companies that break labor law from receiving federal contracts. So why are we not doing it?
Despite the criticism from union leaders, Amazon was not without its supporters at the hearing.
I don't think Amazon is an organized criminal syndicate.
Senator Tim Kaine is a Democrat from Virginia, where Amazon is about to open a huge headquarters. He calls himself pro-labor, and he supports a measure Sanders is pushing called the Protection of the Right to Organize Act, or PRO Act. That bill has already passed out of the House of Representatives, but it got bottled up in the Senate. Union activists say they'll keep pushing for that kind of legislation, and they'll keep organizing in the workplace, Teamsters President O'Brien among them.
As a Teamster, I've faced countless union-busting companies. As a proud Bostonian from a tough neighborhood, I've confronted my fair share of schoolyard bullies, too. Let me tell you, you don't take a beating from a bully, then fill his pockets with money and expect fewer beatings. Amazon has been beating up on American workers for too long, and our government has been letting them do it, and it needs to stop.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.